Item 11, and changing hats quickly, as the outgoing chair of the audit committee. You heard much of the activity that was done by the audit committee or in advance of today's meeting. Last meeting, we met with Brooke and Brown Armstrong and had all the discussion about what was going to go into the upcoming report. And I don't mean to minimize that for a minute, that's just a tremendous amount of work that gets reported quite capably at that point. There was an update from Brown Armstrong on the audit as of December 31st, and obviously you saw the end result of that and the annual comprehensive financial report. It used to be called something else. I'll give you the background on that if you're interested. Has to do with being politically correct.
I just don't look at me. I'm sort of the censor here, making.
No, not at all. We also had a presentation from Jerry Chang, who's on the results of the audit of the Office of the Sheriff and Coroner. And that was accepted in earlier activities before. It was an interesting audit, and as usual, Jerry and her group did a very good job and got good response back from the sheriff. There were a couple of items identified and identified as appropriately requiring attention by the Office of the Sheriff. I think he likes to be called the Office of the Sheriff and the Coroner, which is.
Well, yeah, we just call it the Sheriff's Office.
That's probably better.
We include the coroner, don't we, Donnie?
Office of the Sheriff, not Sheriff's Office.
That's right, Office of the Sheriff, you like to admit. Let's see. And also, there was a state, the Contra Costa Fire Protection District is up. That should be an interesting audit. And also, there'll be a presentation at an upcoming meeting on the cybersecurity audit report that will be presented at the August 5th meeting. And that concluded the activities of the audit committee. Questions? Seeing none? Okay, we move on.